We are at Council meeting number 40 on Tuesday the 25th of June 2019, and we are opening the meeting at 5:30 p.m. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public in attendance. Welcome to the City of Melbourne. We respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Boonwurrung and the Woiwurrung Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay respects to their elders past and present. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place for events of social, educational, cultural and sporting significance. Today, we are proud to say that Melbourne is still a significant meeting place and gathering place for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. I take this opportunity to notify members of the public that the meeting is being recorded and the audio will be made available on our City of Melbourne website before close of business tomorrow. The unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will also be available from the City of Melbourne's website as soon as practicable. Should you have any queries this evening in relation to the conduct of this meeting or the submission process, please speak with a member of our council business team at the end of the meeting. It's time for everyone to check their mobile phones. If you could just turn them off or make sure they're on silent, that would be appreciated. Thank you. The agenda this evening comprises four reports from committees and eight reports from management, four of which are confidential. Apologies have been received from Councillors Leppett and Oak. Councillors, if any of you have either a direct or an indirect interest as defined in the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered this evening, please declare the type and nature of that interest prior to consideration of the item. Thank you. Agenda item three, I'm calling on a councillor to please move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 39 that was held on the 29th of May 2019. Councillor Riley, thank you for moving that. And a seconder is Councillor Francis Gilley, thank you. I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour? It's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. Councillors, are there any matters arising from those minutes of previous meeting that you'd like to raise at this time? None? Good, we'll keep going. The following submissions have been received in accordance with the Council's Meeting Procedures Code. In relation to Agenda Item 5.4, proposed discontinuance and sale of part of Higson Lane, Melbourne, we had an item of correspondence from Sam Parasol on behalf of Parasets number 2. In relation to Agenda Item 6.3, which is the proposed new lease of River Studios, we had an item of correspondence from Chris Thrum. And in relation to Agenda Item 6.4, which is funding support requests June 2019, we had an item of correspondence also from Chris Thrum. Councillors, at this point, are any of you wanting to discuss the confidential status of any of the items listed in Agenda Items 6.5 to 6.8? No, thank you very much. We move to reports from committee. As I said, there are four reports from committees for consideration in the open session. And I'm going to call on Deputy Lord Mayor Aaron Wood as Chair of the Finance and Governance Portfolio to actually walk us through the agenda items 5.1 and 5.2. Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. Our first item is item 5.1, the adoption of the 2019-2020 annual plan and budget. And the purpose of this report is to adopt the 2019-2020 annual plan and budget in accordance with the requirements of the Local Government Act 1989. And I move the recommendation contained in the council report.
Happy to second that motion, Councillor Wood.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. It's good to be here. We'll see the recommendation, no doubt, come up on screen to adopt our annual plan and budget for 2019-2020. We've spoken at length. We've had our public submissions process. We've had it out for comment, and indeed a few minor tweaks to the budget as a result of that submissions process. I think we got close to around 70 submissions, which is excellent. I'd like to thank Michael and his team, and Liam Routledge, whose first budget, as well as Michael, it's his first budget as well. And I think my fellow councillors will agree that our largest budget ever, our biggest commitment to capital works and to services, is a budget that we should all be proud of. So congratulations to Michael and his team in particular, but also to the entire organisation, because this is a whole of organisation effort to bring down an annual plan and budget. And also thank you to my fellow councillors for their work, which actually began last year to bring this budget down. And I know a week is a long time in politics, but I should note that this is our third budget. So after this one, this council group will only bring down one further budget in this term. So we are well into our council planning process, but very happy to commend the 2019-2020 annual plan and budget.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. As seconder of this motion, I'm going to really commend and well done to the Deputy Lord Mayor in terms of steering our council group through this process. I want to also acknowledge the efforts of the entire organisation, the level of detail that goes into making sure that we get the planning right. We then make sure we understand the financial implications, and that's properly reflected in the budget, is a huge effort, so well done. I note also the submissions that we received that were considered at the Future Melbourne Committee last week, Deputy Lord Mayor, and the consideration and thoughtfulness that went into a couple of the changes that happened as a result of those submissions, which is just great to see people getting involved in this process. And I note particularly the overwhelming support of submissions we had, particularly for those community rec facilities and the upgrades, which is pleasing. So well done, and thanks to everyone for their hard work and for those reasons. I'm happy to second this motion. Thank you. We're just clarifying a couple of technical issues there. Are there any other speakers to this motion? None? Good. All right. Well, I think that reflects the huge amount of work that's already gone into and the number of discussions we've already had. So I'm going to put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Thank you very much. And I declare that motion carried unanimously. Back to you, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Our next item is Agenda Item 5.2. The adoption of the revised 2017-2021 council plan. And the purpose of this report is to adopt the revised 2017-2021 council plan, and I move the recommendation contained in the council report.
And I'm seconding that motion. So back to you, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I should say too that for our team, the fourth consecutive award for the Australasian Reporting Awards for our annual reporting, for again winning the award for last year's annual report. So we've got an excellent team involved in this process, and the awards are that third party endorsement for that process as well. I'd of course like to thank Brendan, Marlo, the whole IPI team for their work on getting all of these changes through. Obviously many of these changes too, the council plan, are really about sort of how we measure progress, and I think are very logical tweaks, which we again have spoken to previously, so I don't intend to do that again. And obviously a few changes to the council plan itself, updating of photos and portfolio details, so all of this very logical. So happy to support the recommendation, and congratulations again to the team for all of their work.
Good. As seconder, I agree with all of that. I note again the level of detail and amount of work that's gone in by everybody to make sure that the actions that we'll be undertaking over the next 12 months are relevant and valuable. Again, worth noting that to everybody that made a submission to us from the public, we will be going back to them with the responses on what's included and what's not. And I think that sort of interaction is very healthy. So this revised plan then takes into account those APIs that we've agreed for this next financial year. And I think that that's all been well represented, so happy to support this motion on that basis. Are there any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Rees.
Thanks, Lord Mayor and Deputy Lord Mayor. I've had the benefit or perhaps misfortune of having worked at both the Commonwealth and state levels of government before now serving here at the City of Melbourne. And I want to say how truly impressed I am by the efforts that and the quality of the API development process that we do here at the City of Melbourne. I only just learned, thanks to the Deputy Lord Mayor, that in fact this is an award-winning exercise for us at the City of Melbourne, but it doesn't surprise me. Such is the quality and standard of, I think, our council plan. To those members of the public who are here, I also just make the point that we do take this process very, very seriously, both at an officer level and as councillors. We put a lot of thought into these APIs because we put a lot of thought into our plans for Melbourne, and we ask you to measure and monitor us accordingly. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor Rees. Are there any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Philip Lelou.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, and I just want to echo those sentiments as well. I just want to also pay tribute to Vula as well for helping us guide through. It's not easy getting 11 councillors in a room and going through all of it, but you know, she's very fair and very stern, and I think the process of which we're going through is one that we would. It's really questionable, and also I think the fact that we all question each other on the different aspect, but the fact is we work very collegial, and the fact that we were able to agree on a lot of things just shows a testament how this group has worked together. So it's been an absolute privilege. I just wanted to note that her contributions.
Well done, and agree. Councillors, any other speakers? None, then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour of this motion, all favour in hands in the air, and they're all in the air, so that's unanimous, and I'm declaring that motion carried. Thank you very much. Well, everyone, two really big motions, and terrific to see all of that work move forward. And that concludes the reports from the Future Melbourne Committee. There are two reports from the submissions, Section 223 Committee, and the first one is considered at item 5.3, which is proposed public highway declaration of whole block bounded by La Trobe, Lonsdale Exhibition and Russell Streets in Melbourne. The purpose of this report is to recommend the public highway declaration of the roads within that whole block, bounded by La Trobe, Lonsdale Exhibition and Russell Streets of Melbourne. And I'm actually going to move the motion contained in the council report. And I'm looking for a councillor to second that motion, please. Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Wood, thank you very much. Councillor Lillu, would you like a presentation on this?
No,
item?
I was going to declare a conflict of interest because I live in near one of those ones.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, I just totally forgot. No?
Yeah, so it's the nature and the type that you can tell us that.
Direct conflict of interest because I live in Little Lonsdale.
Good.
And which is within the ground.
No, it's not that part. Okay. Yep, you're okay. Yep. All right, thanks, Councillor Lou. Thank you. Good to know. Just as I suspected. So I am moving this recommendation that is contained in the council report. I'm looking for a seconder, which was Deputy Lord Mayor. Thank you very much. In relation to this item, we really are formalising a situation that has existed for decades, and what is considered a common law are existing obligations of the City of Melbourne as we've assumed responsibility for the maintenance and order of those roads and that block for some time. As I said, this is an administrative formality in many ways and provides clarity in a legal and formal sense to responsibilities that we have been assuming for some time. So I think it's always good to be able to tidy up these sorts of matters, and for that reason I'm pleased that it's been brought to Council this evening. You can see in the recommendation there they've already been considered public highways at common law. The only objection received related to one part there at Bennett's Lane at the rear of 131 La Trobe Street, and that we've been able to address the issues raised there in relation to access, and that, of course, as part of this, we'll be notifying everybody that is impacted, but otherwise really it's business as usual because this is something we've been doing for some time. So for those reasons, I'm really happy to propose and support this recommendation, and I'll ask the Deputy Lord Mayor if he would like to speak to the motion.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I agree. It's a process that we follow whenever we're going to publicly declare or propose a public highway declaration, and really this does, as you've said, formalise what has been occurring anyway. Maintains access rights for 131 La Trobe. That's important. There was 88 owners represented by the body corporate, so important to work through that as a serious submission. Makes clear that we're responsible for the affected area, so that's what has been occurring historically, and ensures that there's unobstructed access to those properties at 131 La Trobe as well. So I'm very happy to support this and thank our officers for working through the submitters' issues.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Councillors, would anybody else like to speak to this motion? No? Then I'm going to put it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Please, and I'm noting that it's unanimous, so we'll declare that motion carried. If we could ask Councillor Leloux to come back in, that would be fabulous. Thank you. All right, councillors, the next item is agenda item 5.4, which is the proposed discontinuance and sale of part of Higson Lane, Melbourne. And councillors, I am recommending a motion that we defer this item, which we will see on the screen here, that we defer this item until council meeting, which will be held next council meeting on the 27th of August 2019. I'm looking for a councillor to support that. Councillor Pender, thank you. Councillors, since a number of discussions recently, and I thank Councillor Pinder for starting those discussions, and then Councillor Rees in his...
Could you say the date again when it's coming back to us?
The next council meeting, which will be... Oh, sorry, the council meeting in August. You're absolutely right, 27th of August. We're not in July yet, are we, Councillor Watts?
Thank you.
So the council meeting on the 27th of August. So thank you to our councillors who have been involved in further investigating this issue. We did have a number of objections. It's always important that when we're looking at these processes that we make sure we've explored all of the issues and repercussions. In no way are we reflecting back on the 223 committee in relation to their work. But we're also noting that we've seen this proposal, and we know that there are a number of these types of laneways in Melbourne, and the suggestion is that we can do some further, if you like, strategic work looking at the implications for all of those types of laneways in our city, and we'll be able to consider that together with the executive team and come back with a fuller view and appreciation of the repercussions, not just for this one, but also what it means in terms of precedent moving across other laneways. So for that reason, I'm thankful that it has been raised today that we can defer this item. There are no particular timing issues around this that we understand from our exec team, and so we do have the opportunity to just explore these issues further. So for that reason, I'm happy to move this motion. And I call on Councillor Pinder, a seconder, to speak to the motion.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. And I also thank Councillor Rees for providing much-needed guidance on this. I believe with this item in particular, I believe we need a meeting with some of the residents as well, and further clarity is required on a couple of issues. But overall, as a precedent, I fully am in agreement with you that we need to set this, look at this particular item, and then it will all go well for any future similar arrangements. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Councillor Pinder. So, councillors, would anybody else like to speak to this motion? No? Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour of the motion on the screen, that's all hands up. It's unanimous, and I declare the motion carried, and we will come back to that on the 27th. So this concludes the reports from committees today. There are four reports from management for consideration in this open session. The first one is item 6.1, thank you, record of assemblies of councillors. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? Good, thank you. Then I'm going to call on a councillor to move the item, Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you, and a councillor to second, Councillor Riley, thank you. Deputy Lord Mayor, would you like to speak to the motion? No. Councillor Riley, would you like to speak to this motion? No. Would anybody else like to speak to this motion this evening, councillors? No. Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so I declare the motion carried. Thank you. Councillors, we're moving to item 6.2, which is the Precinct Development Program 2017-21, Year 3 funding. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Louis, thank you. And I'm calling on a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Riley, thank you. Councillor Louis, would you like to speak to the motion?
Only very briefly, thank you, Lord Mayor. It's the precinct program, certainly one of our city's very successful business activation programs. Happy to say that all precincts have conformed and each one of them approved. I extend my great congratulations because predominantly they're run by volunteers. Not only is the president but the committee, but all the members participate and they've created some great programs amongst them. We've got the Docklands precinct now providing I would say financial partnership together with the city on the Fire Life Festival. We've got Chinatown with the Hawkers Markets. So we've got all the different precincts trying to certainly create activation and create great marketing for their members, and also that they're in support of the greater geographic areas. But I think most importantly with this program is that the city... Apologies. The city certainly is a great partnership. But all the committee and the presidents do participate together with the city, and I congratulate Katrina and Dean and the team, particularly because they work together hand in hand with each one of these precincts with their the presidents and the committee, and actually guide them through what the city has to offer and how the city can help them market. So each one of those businesses that have taken advantage of the city's greater marketing programs, whether it's our social media accounts or our active annual marketing and activation programs, have been able to gain some greater economic benefits out of it. So I'm very pleased to move it. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Louis. Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. It's impression that I first got when I read this that since 1999 we have been delivering this program, and it's just gone from strength to strength. And I think this is one of the first years where all of the precincts have come together and been able to receive the funding in full, and that is so rewarding to see. And I thank all of the team behind getting them to that point, which is wonderful. And congratulations to all the volunteers that have worked so hard to make this program a success.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Are there any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Watts.
Just to comment, really, that what a very encouraging situation it is, where we have so much participation, whether it's residents or business owners. I'm delighted every time I see a successful collaboration between city administration and our community of one form or another. And I'm fairly confident it's a mixed blessing at times, because we do require quite a bit of administrative rigour about what we do, but clearly the businesses are benefiting, and these precincts are what makes Melbourne special. So I'm really hoping they kick on even further than they are now.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I think if, as Councillor Riley states, it's probably 20 years old, is it? Yeah, getting there. I believe this program has reached a level of maturity, and I agree with the 9.4, where a review of the current program will be undertaken, because I think with any of these programs, we do need to review, we need to check, and, you know, add any reinvigoration or rejuvenation that's required, so that it becomes, the program itself grows even further, as we see with some of the precincts. They've got something like 200 members, which is fantastic. So how do we continue to support them, and how do we actually keep them, the volunteers and the paid people, staff, also invigorated and enthused about this terrific program?
Thanks, Councillor Pinder. Any other speakers to the motion? No, I just wanted to add, I really think that where we get groups of members of these precincts together and they come up with self-initiated ideas on what they think will work well, and where we can support them, means that we're really getting some fantastic value and effectiveness out of the program, and also in the different activities that are delivered. So it's fantastic to see. And of course, the best test of that is that they keep getting new members and growing. So obviously there's value being given back to those participants. Well done to the team. We're going to put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous. So we declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. We are now doing item 6.3, which is the proposed new lease of River Studios. Councillors, would anybody like a presentation on this item? No, thank you very much. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion, Deputy Lord Mayor, and Councillor Lillou seconding the motion. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor, to speak to the motion.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. Obviously, if Councillor Leppert was here, he'd like to speak to the Creative Spaces program and the fact that River Studios is really an anchor for that program. 60 affordable artist studios going to more than 80 licensees. So it's a fantastic model where the rental situation is actually on a cost recovery basis. So it's a really good thing. This is an additional 400 metres squared of space, which could be home to 15 more individual artists. So well done to Kay and the team for jumping on this one pretty quickly when the opportunity has arisen to extend what is a highly successful program. And we know that affordable studios for artists are absolutely critical.
Thank you. Councillor Lillou, wouldn't like to speak to the motion. Any other speakers to the motion this evening? No, then I'm going to put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous. So I declare that motion carried. 6.4, which is our funding support requests for June 2019, and the motion is actually on the screens, Councillor. Would anybody like a presentation on this item? Councillor Pinder?
Sorry, Lord Mayor, I haven't got my glasses on. I'm just wondering whether 5.2, it's included. Yeah, great. Terrific.
So any questions or presentation required, councillors? No, good, thank you.
Sorry, I just got a question. Just I should have raised this earlier on 5.2, and Keith, I'll take your guidance on this. But the council approves provision of? Should it just be the council approves $8,000? Yeah, if the move is happy with that. So that council approves $8,000.
Good, so I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion as it appears on the screen now, Councillor Pinder, and a councillor to second the motion, Councillor Riley. Councillor Pinder, to you to speak to the motion, please.
Lord Mayor, this is truly a worthy cause, particularly given the cold winter that we're all experiencing. Many rooms feeds nearly 400 people over Saturday breakfast, and they've experienced an increase of 34% in the past couple of months, and nearly 500 at lunchtime on Saturday, which with an increase of 13% in the past couple of months. And all this is done out of the North Melbourne Community Centre. Clearly, these figures show that the harshness of winter is getting to our most vulnerable. And given the opportunity to continue this service into winter 2019, this will be a really good thing for the City of Melbourne to support. The Saturday kitchen of many rooms is truly a worthwhile recipient of some of our leftover discretionary funds.
Thanks, Councillor Pinder. Councillor Riley, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yeah, look, I would agree with what Councillor Pinder has said. Not often do you find an application like this come in where we can truly help so many people get through the winter months. So I think this is very worthy of the funding.
Thanks, Councillor Riley. Would anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Francis Gilley?
Just to acknowledge our table at the Victorian NAIDOC Gala Ball, it's the major First Nation event, their event. It's always an honour and a privilege to attend. I hope I dance as much as I did last time, and I'm looking forward to it and anyone else who's going.
Thank you, Councillor Francis Gilley. Councillor Wood.
Two excellent ones here in terms of funding support requests. So very pleased to see this continuing support for the NAIDOC Gala Ball, and really want to say thanks to Councillor Pinder for bringing many rooms to us, because, there's things you do at council which aren't so much fun, perhaps, and then there's the opportunity to fund two really worthy funding requests on the screen tonight, and that's when you think that this isn't such a bad job after all.
Thank you, Councillor Wood. Are there any other speakers to the motion? Note that I'm putting it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thanks, councillors. Because this concludes reports from management to be considered in open session this evening, there are no general items of business for the open session this evening. Councillors, are there any urgent items of business that you would like to raise during open session? None? Thank you. Then I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion on display at the moment, which is to close the meeting to the public. Councillor Wood, thank you. Councillor Pinder to second the motion. I put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Everybody's got their hand in the air, so it's unanimous, and I declare that motion carried. Thank you to members of the public and our team who attended this evening, and I declare the open meeting closed at 6:04 p.m. this evening. Thank you.